kick into the white. It's going to be fielded at the 19-yard line by Gilliard, and he's going to get tackled by Rico Flores and company at the 23-yard line. And that's going to be a first down and 10 for the Commandos at their own 23.
Yeah, great job by Rico Flores as well. Just sort of getting his stance in, getting it there, just sort of standing up the Commandos as well. Just nice play, nice tackle by him. Stephon Gilmore just sort of went a little bit out of bounds. And then great job by the Raiders as well. 11 hats to the football. Make sure we get there. Make sure we actually get the tackle. And it's not just one person trying to wrap up and get the tackle completely.
Going to be, as I mentioned, first and 10 Commandos at the 22-yard line. Rico Flores and Bubba Revelinski, both are special team aces, kind of that Steve Tasker for those old school football fans, played with the Bills four straight Super Bowl losing teams. Special teams ace, could have made the Hall of Fame. I don't think he did, but he could have made it on special teams alone. Commandos taking a lot of time in the huddle. Ward to the left of Bach, two receivers each way.
First and 10 for the Commandos from our own 27.
Bach looking over the defense. Countdown is starting from the back judge, Alfredo Jackson. Bach takes the snap, throws it to the left. That's it! Intercepted. Corey Dalton is gone for six. A 24-yard pick six from Corey Dalton puts the Raiders up by even more, 30-0 Racine Raiders.
I mean, again, just special teams ace now going to defensive back. Just making something out of nothing. Just boom, reads it, boom, right there. Nothing but green grass in front of him and knows it as well. He does a nice little Deion Sanders high step it into the end zone and waving goodbye to Fayetteville.
Apologize to Corey Dalton. I shorted him a couple yards there. He actually got about the 27-yard line and took it in for six. A second pick six of the ball game by this Raider defense. And as I said, it's 30-0. Peralta in there for the point after for the Raider. Two for two currently on extra point attempts, and he has a three for three, correction. He has nailed a field goal as well. Nelson on the snap. Gaines on the hold. Peralta on the kick. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is through. With 8:17 to go here in the third quarter, it is Racine Raiders 31 and the Commandos nothing. We're going to leave it here and send it to the sideline where Andrew had Corey Dalton.
Raiders score tonight.
Corey Dalton, after that pick six in the end zone, walk me through that last play.
I just read it good. They've been running the same route combinations all day. I seen the outcome and the quarterback stared down the whole time. I made a play on it.
What do you make of the team's overall performance in this game against the Fayetteville Commandos?
It's a good, you're doing good, you know. You know, we can do a little better, you know, but I feel like we got a speed plus overall right now.
All right, back to you, Evan.
Thank you, Andrew. And 31-0 here. We're going to take it to the active body fitness trivia question. The Racine Raiders slash Gladiators have played one other opponent from the Carolinas in team history. What was that team's name? We'll give you that answer in the fourth quarter. Active body fitness is an exercise that's a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance in the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting technique. Wodak, deep kick into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback, and it's going to be first and 10 Commandos from their own 25. Fitness assist. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Tonight's attendance is 618 fans here tonight watching this game at historic Horlick Athletic Field. thank you for coming out, who is here in person. And last regular season Raider home game of the year. Next week, they travel back to Michigan as they take on the Motor City Rams. There's a chance that the Raiders might have some home playoff game, but we don't know yet. That's still being figured out. First and 10, the Fayetteville Commandos has it at the, I almost did it.
You almost did it.
Commandos has it at the 25-yard line, two receivers each way. Back to the right of Bach, looks to be Ward. Raiders showing blitz. Bach takes a snap, under pressure, gets it away, caught in the left flat at around the 20-yard line. But he's going to get tackled immediately for a 4-yard loss. That's going to bring up a second down and about 14.
Yeah, again, when you want to do a jailbreak screen, you don't want to have the entirety of the defense behind you. That's sort of one where it's like you want to have a few people in front of you, because especially with your offensive line sort of doing it, sort of running down the field and getting some blocks, you don't want to have everybody behind you. That's just it's just been rough for Fayetteville so far this entire game. It's just blocking has been very difficult for them.
You also got two guys who aren't linemen having to play the right tackle and right guard as well. So part of the problem, two receivers each way for Fayetteville. Ward to the right of Bach. Raiders showing blitz. Bach pointing it out. Bach takes the snap. Ivy off the edge. Quick cross over the middle. Caught by number 17. Sorry, correction. Anthony Dyson on that catch, number 11, catches it about the 34-yard line, and that's where he gets brought down after a gain of 12.
Yeah, great job again by the Commandos. They saw Arian Ivy with the blitz sort of hit the zone that he left. Whenever you do send a blitz like that, you're always going to leave a zone or person that's a bit open, and you're going to leave more zones open the more you blitz. Hey, hit that zone, get that play going, and get 9.
Two receivers each way once again, third and 1 for the Commandos. Raiders up 31-0 here in the third quarter. Raiders showing some pressure. Bach takes a snap, looks to throw under pressure, steps up in the pocket, and he just trips and goes down. And we're going to give Imani Goodwin credit for that sack, even though he was the closest guy to him.
Yeah, he was the closest guy to him. As all four defensive linemen wish they could get that sack at that point, because, again, tackles are one of the hardest positions to play, minus the center. It's just you got to accept that the width of the pocket, and especially when you're just getting bulldozed like this immediately, you got to step up and you got to try to make something out of nothing, and just unfortunately just tripped and fell down.
Yeah, Cameron Hall kind of set up that pressure up the middle where Goodwin got that sack. And it's going to be 4th and 4 at their own 31-yard line here. Raiders aren't even backing up like they're going to think punt. Back in the shotgun formation. Looking over this Raider defense. Raiders showing blitz. Back out of it. Bach takes a snap. Looks to throw. Quick pass. And it's almost intercepted by Corey Dalton. Ball is incomplete. And the Raiders are going to take over on first down at the 31-yard line of the Commandos. So close to being another pick six.
Yeah, it was, and you know that they're saying, hey, you got to do your push-ups now. It hit your fingers. It almost went almost another pick six. You just got to do your push-ups. Make sure you can catch that one next time. But, again, that's one really good time by the Raiders as well, defensively, just especially even though it was almost a pick, it could have been caught. But there was still three or four Raiders defenders right around the guy, just ready to make that tackle, ready to wrap him up and jar the ball loose in case he did end up catching it.
Antonio McKinney checking into the game at quarterback for the Racine Raiders. Bubba, Bibby Davis out to right. Correction, McKinney's playing receiver.
Why is he receiver?
He's playing receiver. Sawyer Schick still in at quarterback. Nick wrong on that one. Travis Hayes a tailback to the right of Schick. Takes a snap, gives it to Hayes, finds a hold to the right. Still going, gets to the 20, 19. And that's where he's brought down, 11-yard run maybe 12 for Travis Hayes, and that's enough for another Racine Raider first down.
Yeah, I mean, again, going back to the sort of ground and pound style, just make some noise and make some blocks happen. That's exactly what the offensive line is able to do. As it looks like as well, new center, I believe new center? Sort of difficult to tell.
Yeah, it looks
here.
Like Burgess. First and 10 at the 19-yard line. The Anton painting red zone here. Trips to your right, one receiver left. Gives it to Hayes again, off to his right again. Cuts inside, and he's going to get tackled just short of the 10-yard line. Gets tackled at the 11. It's going to be a second down, and the Raiders in the Anton painting and decorating red zone here. Looking to get another score. They got second and 2.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, it is Dale Burgess to sort of right now the Raiders are in that sort of weird transitional period where you want to get some second third stringers in, just try to get some fresh legs as well, try to just keep it going, keep everything fresh, keep everybody ready for next week as well.
Two receivers each way for Schick. Hayes to the right, sends McKinney in motion to the left. He's going to be an H-back to your left. Schick puts his hands up, takes a snap, gives it to Hayes up the middle, and he's going to get in. Touchdown, Raiders! Travis Hayes in from 11, and the Raiders score once again to make it 37-0, Racine Raiders.
Travis Hayes, his second touchdown on the year so far. Take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay. Just sort of, he sees the hole, just sort of bounces it through. Obviously, the offensive line getting that good push, getting that 5-6 yards, but then also making sure, hey, even though I'm getting hit, I'm making sure I'm bouncing off tackles, making sure nothing is really able to take me down completely.
3:51 here to go in this third quarter, 37-0 Raiders. Peralta in for the extra point. They're going to fake it. Gaines rolls out to his right, back to his left, throws it to the corner, and it's incomplete to McKinney. And it's going to be a 2-point conversion pass by Gaines. No good. And with 3:51 here to go in this third quarter, the Raiders are up 37-0. You're listening to Racine Raider football on the Racine Raiders broadcast network. We'll be back.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, I'm Evan Littallison, joined by Tyler Sorensen here on the Racine Raider broadcast team, a host of others who I will mention momentarily, but the Raiders are up 37-0, and we're going to have a running clock starting after this kickoff. 3:51 here to go in this third quarter. Getting better at this, and so far I've hit the under on Carr than the Commanders. I almost did it once. So far I'm at zero.
Yeah, beforehand.
Maybe 0.5.
I'll say 0.5 because you hit. We said beforehand you were going to get 2.5, so...
I said it half, and then I stopped and corrected myself. Peralta in for this kickoff. Last kick by Wodak with a touchback. Peralta on the approach. The kick is away, and it's going to be going to stay out of the end zone, fielded by Dyson at the 2-yard line, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds just short of the 30. They're going to give him the 29-yard line. And we're going to have a continuous clock here in this third quarter. I think if they score here, they'll stop it. But in the fourth quarter, it's just going to run no matter what.
Yeah, I think
so. Kind of like high school rules here.
Yeah, as the fireworks are starting to get lit off, as you can sort of, can't really tell from the camera angle, but we can sort of see up here in the booth. But again, just one of those days where, hey, try to get, this is the get right game before heading into the number one seed in the PFA.
3:15 here to go in the third quarter. Correction, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The actual clock a little bit ahead of me. The score bug clock is unofficial. The score is correct. I've gotten the score correct. Just the clock has been not my friend tonight at times. Two receivers each direction for Bach. Ward to the right of Bach. Ball to 29-yard line of the Commandos. Raiders showing blitz. Bach, low snap, gets it off the ground, off to the flat to the Commandos, number four, Presley on that. And he's going to get hit hard and brought down at about the 34-yard line, but he took a pop on that one.
Yeah, he did, and especially, too, just – again, especially with how this game has been going, one thing that I'm very glad we have not seen is the injuries that we've seen in previous games, where especially for Fayetteville having the sort of limited roster that they have, just making sure, hey, we want to stay healthy, we want to make sure we're good to go, and just sort of make it like going out gracefully and not going down with big hits.
It's gonna be official gain of 5. Twins each way for Bach. Minute 40 to go here in this third quarter. Bach takes a snap, gives it to the tailback off to his left. He's going to get brought down with a short gain, maybe one, and that's going to be a 3rd and 4. Ward on the carry.
Brought down from behind for a team of 1. Cameron Hall in on the tackle. Third down.
Cameron Hall on the tackle again. Just like we sort of mentioned before the game, I feel like we haven't really called his name out this much today, but he's been around the play every single time. He's one of those rookie players, 6'1", 220, just coming off of an amazing season. 9 sacks in total, just playing out of his mind, really, especially in a sort of converted edge to outside linebacker role.
Two receivers each way on this 3rd and 4 for the Commandos. Ward to the right of Bach. Raiders showing blitz back out of it. Bach takes a snap, steps up in the pocket, and he's going to go down before Carter Meyer can bring him down. And that's going to be a 4th down and 6 for Fayetteville.
Yeah, again, smart going down there. Don't want to take any unnecessary hits. Just sort of, hey, want to keep my body healthy, and just, especially with how fast the pressure they're getting back there, just allowing them to go through. I believe they'll be ending of the quarter.
Yep, that's going to take us to the end of the 4th quarter, and after the end of the 3rd quarter, getting ahead of myself here, and after 3 quarters of action, it's the Racine Raiders 37, the Fayetteville Commandos nothing. We're going to step away, and we come back. We'll have the 4th quarter here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave.
As you see the bike giveaway by Educators Credit Union, the long bike giveaway, a long-time tradition from the Racine Raiders. One boy, one girl gets to go home with a bicycle here tonight. 4th and 6 for the Commandos. Their own 33-yard line, as the wind has picked up a little bit here. We are expecting some weather potentially within the next hour. Two receivers each way for Bach. And we're going to have a false start on the Commandos, and it's going to back it up 5 yards and make it a 4th and 11.
Offense number five. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. Replay fourth down.
Rager, the linebacker, tight end, and left tackle on the false start there, and we're going to start the clock.
Yeah, I think it's funny, too, especially when you saw the umpire just sort of throw the flag out, just it's like, it happened. Nothing really major happened, just thrown out of this pocket.
Trips right, two receivers left. Might be a pooch punt. And that's what we're going to have. High kick, going to hit at the 50 and take a Raider bounce and get down at the, should be the 48-yard line. And it'll be the Commandos' 38-yard line. And we're going to take the active body trivia question one more time. The Racine Raider Gladiators have played one other opponent from the Carolinas in team history. What was that team? And drum roll, Nick, that team was the Carolina Storm. The Gladiators were 11-0 in 1982 when the Carolina Storm ended their season 35-6 in the AFA semifinal game. The Storm were national champions in 82 and 83. So 1982 is the Carolina Storm is the correct answer back in 1982. One receiver each way for Schick. Tailback directly behind him, sends Dylan Flores in motion, takes a snap, gives it to Banco, big hole off his left, gets to the 40, gets to the just short of the 30-yard line, brought down at the 33-yard line. Big carry there by Tom Banco.
Yeah, and again, Banco just being able to get the running lane and just sort of takes it down. As I feel like I've said this 1,000 times, but Banco, whenever he comes in, always just a bolt of energy for this Raiders offense. He's able to do it again right there, even though it's very late in the fourth quarter, just able to provide that spark and just make something right there.
Under 13 minutes to go here in the game. A Raiders with two receivers each way. Banco to Schick's right, takes the handoff, passes to McKinney. And McKinney gets hit hard and brought down after a loss of one.
McKinney, normally a quarterback, obviously, as we mentioned last time. Believe, obviously, that is going to be, I believe that's his first catch of the year.
I think it's his first catch ever.
Yeah.
Good chance that's his first catch ever. Travis Hayes checks into the game for the Raiders at tailback. Bibby Davis to your right at receiver. Malik Perry to your left. Dylan Flores, a tight end in the slot right. Pistol formation with McKinney to the right of Schick. Gives the handoff to Hayes. Off to his left, big hole. And he's going to fight his way inside the 25. And he's going to get pushed back at the 25. Big carry there by Hayes. And it's going to be a third down and short. Tackled at the 25.
Again, just keep on running the football. It's especially with the running clock, just keep it going, get those first downs, especially since you've seen basically all day so far today, Fayetteville has not been able to really stop your running game. Might as well keep that going, keep the momentum going, and just keep that, especially with you wanting to be that run first sort of style offense. Might as well keep that going and work out the kinks this week instead of going into next week with some kinks going in.
Some confusion on where guys want to line up here for the Raiders. Hayes to the right of Schick. One receiver right. Stacked trips to your left. Sends Bibby Davis in motion. High snap. Gives it to Hayes. Trying to get off to his right. He makes a man miss. Back to his right. Back to his left. And he's going to get tackled at the yard and a half loss. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Fourth down at the, I believe, 27-yard line.
Peralta coming in for the kick for this fourth and five.
Alto would be the longest, I believe, if he were to make this. So
going for a 37-yard field goal here. Five, correction.
Five.
35-yard field goal. 44-yard field goal. Hold it down. The kick is up. Low kick. And it's going to be just short. No good. And it's going to be a first and 10. Fayetteville. And the Fayetteville will take over after the missed field goal. you know, might as well give him a try. Had the wind. The wind shifted. It's now at his back. It was going from the south to the north all game. Now it's going from the south, I mean the north to the south. And Peralta just missed that. Just missed that field goal, and the Commandos take over.
Yeah, Peralta's longest on the season, and is one of his only, really only ones, is he's only really hit two field goals on the season. Longest is 23 yards. So
his last one was over 23, wasn't it? The one he made today? I think it was over 23. But that, yeah, that was his long coming into today.
I don't remember how far it was, honestly. But, I mean, again, like we sort of mentioned before, Peralta, a lot more of the more accurate kicker, even though Wodak is fairly accurate himself, but Wodak is much more of the stronger-legged kicker, will be able to get you with more deep as his longest is. Doesn't have it on it. I don't have his stats on here, but, again, I believe it's around, like, 46 yards is his longest field goal.
34 yards was his one from earlier today.
Okay.
Bach has two receivers each way, running back to his right. 9 minutes to go here. Bach gives a draw up the middle, and he's going to get stopped for a loss of a couple. Going to be a loss of two, and that's going to be second and 12.
Second and 12 for Commando. As I want to sort of take a look ahead to next week, as the Raiders are on the road to Motor City Rams. So far, I don't believe they have the scores updated for this week for them, but they are. Or they don't play this week, excuse me, as they are currently 9-0 on the season. So it's going to be a tough matchup for them next week. And again, this is sort of one of those games where you want to try to be perfect, as we saw, as we heard before from Davis or Dalton as well, sort of saying, hey, we're at a B+. We're not at that A mark. We're at a B+. B. We want to try to really get to that A mark before heading into next week.
Two receivers each way for Bach. Back to his right. Looks to be Ward. Takes the snap. Looks to throw. Passed it, caught at the 30-yard line on a quick pass, and 15 more going to go out of bounds, gain of one, and that's going to bring up third and 11.
For a gain of 1 yard, your general paper.
Yeah, take some stats for Fayetteville. So far in third down, third and 10 for third down efficiency. So really 30%, hoping you can get a little bit more, but especially now with it being third and 10, you're at least just hoping for some yardage gained right now.
Two receivers each way. It's actually a third and 10 for the Commandos. Back to box right. Raiders showing blitz. Takes a snap. Back deep to the far right sideline, and it's caught by the receiver. What a catch by Dyson at the 43-yard line. Nice throw by Bach, as we're going to see the Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, had a step on Dante Manley, just able to just sort of launch it down there, and especially, again, just not really able to take that deep step in there, so you're sort of hoping it wasn't underthrown. Hit right on the money and just have that nice step on the Raiders' defensive backs and just able to convert and basically flip the field right now.
Gain of 29 there, and Bach got that out as he was under duress, and that was a good throw. Two receivers each way for Bach. 6'3", 180-pound quarterback, who's a member of the United States Army. Stacked twins to your left for Fayetteville. Bach takes a snap, handoff to the tailback, and Ward gets his way back to the line of scrimmage for no gain, and that's all he's going to get, and it's going to be second and 10 for the Commanders.
Yeah, and I know we probably won't have a replay on it, but nice job by Carter Mayer as well, getting some depth, because obviously tackles are playing out of position today, so they're not really the great tackles that you can really have. Getting that depth, getting that yard and a half, and then cutting it back inside as soon as he realizes the run, standing right in the gap, and then just making that tackle as well, forcing him back inside to the other Raiders defenders, and just sort of making sure, like, hey, you're not going to get down in my gap all the time, because I am facing a weaker opponent, but a out of position player.
Willie Clay in to play some defensive end for the Raiders on this play. Two receivers each way. Bach puts his hands up, puts them back down, wiping some sweat off. Puts his hands up, gets the snap, looks to throw. Quick pass to 11, and he's going to get inside the 40, going to get tackled at the 37-yard. Dyson quick pass, a quick slip screen, and he does what he can to make it third and manageable.
Yeah, and again, good job by the Commandos, just hitting the edges, making your playmakers make plays, and that's exactly what they've been trying to do all this entire drive, just trying, I guess, to score before the fourth quarter bell rings.
Third and four, 4:50 to go here in this ball game. Going to put Ward to the right of Bach, two receivers each way. Commandos taking a lot of time. They're waiting for the back judge usually put his hands up. Bach takes the snap, throws it deep to the far right sideline. Caught by the receiver. He is in. The Commandos score. Couldn't catch the number on who got that, but that was a nice catch by the Commandos. Number 21 on that catch, and I do not have a number 21 on my roster.
Yeah, unfortunately, but... Again, like I said before, just got a step on him and just was able to launch it immediately and just got him right on the numbers. Just great catch. And then just trying to catch up with Stephon Chapman just isn't able to. Just trying to make a diving catch. It looks like for the Raiders, number 37, Dante Manley is limping off the field. Might be maybe a rolled ankle, something like that. So you hope it's nothing major, especially when it's being this late in the game. But again, you're sort of hoping, like, hey, if you're the Raiders, you want to try to shut them out, even though that wasn't our goal coming into this game. Hey, let's try to do it, and unfortunately just weren't able to do it.
Commando's going to go for two. Clock is continuing to run, even on the score. 37-6 in favor of the Raiders with 4:05 to go here. Two receivers to your right, two receivers tight left. Ward to the right of the quarterback. Box sprints, throws to the end zone, and it's incomplete. Left side of the end zone falls incomplete. And the two-point conversion attempt is no good. And we're going to have stoppage of play here for the...
One of their guys.
We're going to have a stoppage of play here for injury. We're going to step away here for 30 seconds with... 3:42 here to go in the game. The Raiders are up 37-6. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raider Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Back here at Horlick Field after the two-point conversion fell incomplete. The Raiders up 37-6, and the Raiders will be getting the ball back here on the kickoff. And we don't have a number 21, but that was a nice throw by Bach, and there's a nice catch for that big touchdown catch and run for the Commanders.
Yeah, it really was. We sort of talked about that a little bit before afterwards as well, but just getting that step out there, and especially with Bach as well, having people in his sort of landing zone, using an NBA term right there, but just sort of being able to float it up there, let his receiver run underneath it, that was a great play by the Commandos. That's exactly what they sort of, how they've been able to sort of move the ball, getting it outside and then hitting those deep shots, get it outside, hit those deep shots, get it outside, hit those deep shots. That's exactly what they've been able to do. And if you're the Raiders, I think that's your biggest worry heading into it. We were sort of talking about pregame is that the defensive backs for the Raiders, they're not the standard ones that we have with J.D. Hardy and Jordan Danowski back there making these plays. It's a lot of newer guys coming up and making their reps known, and that's exactly what you got to say. It's like, hey, make sure we don't turn. Make sure we don't beat our DBs early. You can sort of see it as well. He turned way too early and just didn't have that catching up speed, and that's exactly one thing you got to worry with. It's like, hey, let's make sure we can get our depth back and make sure we're the deepest man in the field.
Bach coming out for this kickoff, quarterback, punter, kicker, you name it, they did. And look at how the Raiders are lined up on this kickoff. This is a good spot for them to do an onside kick if I'm the Commandos.
And especially too, because that first time as well, it just sort of was a little bit of a pooch kick. Just sort of, they were, luckily the Raiders were able to get it, but if they're not prepared for it again, just be like, hey, like, might as well get it their side as well.
Nope, now they're coming up. Ready for play, whistle is in. back on the approach. Onside attempt and fielded by the Raiders and downed immediately. 91 on that Meyer. And it's going to be Mayer. It's going to be a first and 10 Raiders in Commandos territory.
Yeah, and again, luckily for them, they were just able to get it. Didn't have to really deal with it. Just sort of caught it, fell down. Again, just that's one of your biggest worries with the onside kicks is how it's going to be fielded, and just got it there. And now the sort of run the clock down.
We are approaching the 2 minute timeout. My guess is the Raiders are going to take it to the 2 minute timeout. That, oh, we're not going to do the 2 minute timeout. We're just going to keep going. But no 2 minute timeout. Raiders first and 10. Schick in a quarterback. Hayes behind him in the pistol formation. Correction, he's going to move up to a traditional shotgun. McKinney in the H back to the right. One receiver each way for the Raiders. Schick puts the hands up. Takes the snap, gives it to Hayes to his right, has a lane, cuts inside. Nice gain, still going, gets tackled at the 39-yard line, and that's going to bring up a second and short, just barely over 2 yards.
And again, you don't really have to do much if you're racing. Just to run the clock out and get done with it, you just, I believe you have to do like one or two more plays and just call it a game right there.
It kind of depends on how long it takes the officials to spot things, too. They might take their time to start the play clock. The officials do clock management, too. Raiders lining up in victory formation here. Under a minute to go here. Raiders up 37-6. Schick takes a knee, and that's going to bring up a third down and three. And the Raiders may not have to take another play here.
Yeah, it's that perfect timing as well.
And it's starting to rain.
It is starting to rain. So it's that perfect time where you see a lot of people starting to leave and just like, hey, get this game done. Let's pack it up. Let's go home and get ready for next week.
Schick takes one more knee, and that will do it here at historic Burlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders 37-6 victory here over the Fayetteville Commandos. We're going to step away for about a minute, and when we come back, we are going to wrap things up and send you home. This is the Racine Raiders on the Racine Raider Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Welcome back here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. The Raiders 37-6 victory over the Fayetteville Commandos. And throw it over to Tyler Quick to give us some stats before we send it home.
Yeah, especially too. Sawyer Schick finished the game with 8 for 11, 1 interception, no touchdowns, 39 yards. Obviously, a lot more of a run-heavy offense for the Raiders today, finishing in total with Howard Triplett, 8 attempts, 43 yards. Tavon Allen, 5 for 13, both of them getting one touchdown respectively. Tom Benko, 6 for 57, as well as Travis Haynes, 6 for 44, as well as one touchdown. So three touchdowns in total on the ground. Receiving-wise, longest reception is Jacquez Witten on that one catch for 20 yards that happened in the first quarter. Defensively, obviously, big score, Stephon Chapman getting one interception for a return for a touchdown, as well as Colton Dalton getting another touchdown interception. For the side of Fayetteville, offensively, wide receiver back Ryan Bach, 23 of 36, two interceptions, did get that one touchdown as well to end the game, getting them at 6 scores. Rushing wise, weren't really able to do much. And Jalonzo Jackson finished with 8 for 12 yards, not really able to really run the ball completely. But receiving wise, Marvin, number 11 for the Fayetteville Commandos, Anthony Dyson ended with seven receptions on 9 attempts, 107 yards with that one touchdown. Or actually, it was 21 that got the touchdown as well. Excuse me. But just again, wide receivers just really able to focus on that one guy, not really able to do much. Total yards for Fayetteville was 203 compared to the Raiders 196. Penalties for both teams: Raiders 5 for 49, Fayetteville 7 for 35.
Well, they're seeing Raiders win 37-6 once again. I won't be, but Don Wattos will be back on the air next Saturday in Michigan as the Raiders take on the Motor City Rams. It'll be a 6 o'clock Racine time kickoff, and head on down to Angry Brothers Pub and Grill Wednesday at 5:30 for Raiders Roundup, and then Saturday for Racine Raider game for the official viewing party, Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. Well, lots of people to thank here tonight. Daryl at WRJN, Trivions, and Dave on the camera, Tyler, my broadcast partner, Jack doing stats, Dan Pfeiffer on the PA, Ireland and Quinn doing social media from the sidelines, Jeremy from his undisclosed location, and Nick Gatta, our producer here tonight. We want to thank everybody for tuning in here and watching and listening to Racine Raider Football. Once again, the Raiders win 37-6. You've been listening to Racine Raider Football on the Racine Raider Broadcast Network. Hope everyone has a great rest of their weekend, and the Raiders will be back on the air next Saturday. Have a great night, everybody.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
WJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. days. I roam from town to town, and when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. I hop right into that car of mine, drive around the world, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 cause I'm a wanderer. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Baby, we'll meet again soon, maybe. years to go. But I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The death toll is now 48 from flash flooding in Central Texas. Many more are missing. Governor Greg Abbott.
We will be relentless in going after and ensuring that we locate every single person who's been a victim of this flooding event. We're not going to stop today or tomorrow. We will stop when the job is completed.
Among the missing, a group of girls at a summer camp along the Guadalupe River. The southeastern U.S. is bracing for heavy rain and possible flooding. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore explains.
We've got tropical storm warnings in effect for portions of the Carolinas as tropical storm Chantal is expected to make landfall in South Carolina later on tonight.
In Yolo County, California, human remains have been found at the site of an explosion at a fireworks facility. David Welch reports.
The explosion happened on Tuesday, but California's Chief Fire Marshal Daniel Berlant says investigators were only able to start accessing the site as of yesterday.
After the fire department had made it clear enough to mitigate the continuing explosions that were occurring.
He says the sheer size of the blast, people felt it nearly a mile away, makes for a complicated investigation.
One that could take months. Hundreds of runners hit the streets of Los Angeles with a purpose. Natalie Tavidian reports.
More than 500 runners took part in a 15-mile relay through LA, weaving through neighborhoods.